KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be clear to partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Police in Creston are looking for the driver of a van who fled the scene of an accident last night. Authorities say a 1999 Pontiac Montana was traveling south on Oak Street just after 10 p.m. when the vehicle hit a 2005 Chevy Silverado pickup that was legally parked on the street. The driver of the van attempted to flee the scene in the vehicle, but the van became disabled. They left the van and took off on foot, and officials say the driver had not been located as of late Tuesday night. Damage from the accident was estimated at $6,500. The Harlan Police Department is reporting two recent arrests. Officials say 30-year-old Eugene Cardine of Harlan was arrested Saturday on an active Shelby County warrant charging him with violation of probation. And last Friday, 49-year-old Jeffrey Rowland of Harlan was arrested for theft in the fifth degree after he allegedly drove off without paying for gas at the Taylor Quick Pick. Both men were brought to the Shelby County Jail. A Pottawatomie County man has been sentenced to up to 5 years in prison for injuring an infant. According to the Daily Nonpareil, 22-year-old Andrew Ross of Council Bluffs pleaded guilty Tuesday to felony child endangerment. He'll begin serving his sentence at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville. In Ross's written guilty plea, he admitted to smoking marijuana on September 15th of last year and later that day knowingly tossing the child victim. Ross also violated the probation he received in September of 2015 after pleading guilty to assault and criminal mischief charges. He was originally granted a deferred judgment in that case. The deferred judgment was revoked, though, following his arrest on the child endangerment charge, and Ross was sentenced to 2 years in prison on the criminal mischief charge and 1 year of prison on the assault. The court also extended the no-contact order in place between Ross and his victim until March of 2021. The two cases were consolidated and the sentences will run concurrently. As part of a plea bargain, Ross agreed to plead guilty and will have his maximum 5-year sentence reconsidered after 180 days. According to court documents, if Ross receives a favorable report from his counselor, he may be released and placed on probation for 2 years. As part of his probation, he must complete his program at the 4th Judicial District's residential care facility. An 18-year-old man from Arizona was arrested Sunday night in western Iowa and charged Monday with 6 felony counts of sexually abusing a minor under the age of 12. Jake Ryder of Phoenix, Arizona, also faces single counts each of disseminating obscene material to minors and indecent exposure, both of which are misdemeanor offenses. The alleged incidents took place from October of 2015 to December of 2015 in Honey Creek, with the victim under the age of 12. According to the arrest affidavit, Ryder gave the victim $2, a pillow, his Popeye shirt, and allowed the victim to play video games after the alleged sex acts. In January, Ryder moved to Phoenix, and while in Iowa last weekend, he was arrested by the Council Bluffs police. Authorities have not yet said where Ryder moved from or why he had returned to Iowa. If convicted, he faces up to 25 years in prison on each second-degree sexual abuse count. He was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $200,000 bond. Ryder also faces charges in Crawford County that include possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of marijuana. His next court date will be a preliminary hearing in Council Bluffs on March 23rd. Elsewhere in area news, a challenger has filed nomination papers for the District 5 seat on the Cass County Board of Supervisors in advance of the June 7th primary. The seat is currently held by Republican Frank Waters of Cumberland. On Tuesday, J. Ford Lillard of Wyota submitted certified nomination papers for the election on the Republican ticket. That means so far, with a March 30th filing deadline approaching, there will be 3 Board of Supervisors races to follow during the primary in Cass County. Lillard and Waters in District 5, Republicans Steve Byer and Barry Moore of Griswold and Todd Hanson of Atlantic in District 4, and Republican Steve Green, Dave Jones, and Dale Retallick, all of Atlantic in District 1. So far, no challengers have filed papers to run against Cass County Republican Auditor Dale Sunderman or Republican Sheriff Darby McLaren, and no Democrats have filed to run in any of the races thus far. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.